Will you pray with me? Gracious Lord, you gift us with the joy and the hope of community, of your word to us, spoken through the ages, renewed again in this new year, this new season. Bless now our hearts as we open them to your word, that the words we hear might be your words alone, as we gather here in your spirit to be led by your power. In Christ we pray. Amen. The Advent season opens with a word of hope. Can you hear it in the worship passages that we read this morning? Did not read the worship passage, the lectionary passage of Mark's gospel, which is actually part of the crucifixion story and is a little less hopeful than these other two. However, it was a moment of serendipity to realize that the Advent hymn that I chose actually is a tune to a Lenten hymn and to the Palm Sunday hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. The Advent lectionary this year opens up with these words from Paul's gospel to the church at Corinth. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. As we heard last week in the end of our Apostles' Creed series, which was also preaching from Corinthians, Corinth was at that time anything but peaceful, anything but graceful. The church itself was rocked with division, with each person asserting the superiority of their gifts. It was a center of commerce and activity and all kinds of wrestling for power. It was not a gentle time. And yet, in that moment, to that community, Paul writes, "Grace to you and peace from God and the Lord Jesus Christ." As we look at the way that our society interprets Christmas, skipping totally over of Advent and too much over Thanksgiving, it too seems anything but gentle. The stores were advertising Christmas this year before Halloween had even happened. Before we know it, we'll be advertising Christmas with the Easter Bunny. When our family went out to dinner early this week, the waitress apologized that they would be playing Christmas carols on the loudspeaker in the restaurant. She said, "It's too early for that." And I noticed in Target on Wednesday that Black Friday shopping began on Wednesday this Thanksgiving week. It seems to come earlier and earlier each year with no sense of the anticipation that we try to maintain as we center in to community, as we center in to Advent. And the sense of Thanksgiving, that wonderful holiday, can get lost in the rush to Christmas. Even Thanksgiving was not a peaceful time, as you heard in our prayers this morning as we think of the Native Americans who suffered under the new immigrants. Yet this lectionary passage for the first week of Advent is about Thanksgiving, calling us back to times of grace and peace, reminding us of the great gift of God in Jesus Christ, who is the source of all of our gifts, stating without hesitation that God is faithful. And Paul reminds us in these opening words that we are to remember that. He reminds us that at the beginning of Advent is Thanksgiving. Abraham Lincoln wrote in his Thanksgiving Proclamation, which established the holiday in October of 1863, which you may remember if you watched the Charlie Brown Christmas or the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special this week, reminds us that we were the first country in the world to proclaim a national day of thanks. But remember those times. The middle of the Civil War, when Lincoln wrote, But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that the blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, Lincoln writes, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God who made us. This passage of Corinthians invites us back into the wonder of thanksgiving, leading us into Advent and God's presence with us. To be a thankful people as we wait expectantly for Christ to come again in this new year. For Advent is the beginning of the Christian new year. The Advent passages for this season are filled with reminders that life is fleeting and that we need to take every opportunity to be thankful and to call upon the Lord. For the day of our Lord is coming, and we live in anticipation of a Christ who will come to us in this season, that no matter where we have been, new lives and the power of Christ is ours. Advent is a time to remember, according to the passage in Corinthians, the abundance of the gifts that we have been given by God, of life itself, sometimes even in the midst of very challenging times. Advent is a time of wonder, a time when Paul encourages us to remember those gifts of God, the enrichment in Christ in speech and knowledge of every kind, testimony of Christ strengthened among the people. We are not lacking, Paul writes, in any spiritual gift as we wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthening us to the end. Gifts abundant. It is good to remember these gifts to the community as we enter into this season of Advent. And this is where you depart from the sermon. As I was preparing for this sermon this week, I thought it is so easy to preach when you see the blessings every moment of your life. A blessing this week of not only the 30-plus coats that we delivered on Friday, but the dozen or so people from this congregation who helped to fill and carry 460 boxes for Camp Street, the gathering together in worship across denominations, the incredible energy of the stewardship campaign last week as we listed out so easily 36 reasons that we are thankful to be in ministry together in this place. And I thought to myself, yeah, but how will this hit the people who are struggling, where life is not perfect, where life is not good? Pastor Dave asked me right before we came in here and about 2 minutes after I found out my husband was headed to the hospital in an ambulance, and I needed to rearrange Sunday school and choir and all kinds of other things, as well as whether I wanted to preach this sermon. And I do. I do want to preach this sermon because I believe this sermon. From the Advents I have experienced in ministry in congregations, I know too much that Advent and Christmas are often very difficult times for people. It's often hard to be thankful for the gifts of God when one is overwhelmed in difficult personal circumstances. And we all know those people. Perhaps we are even those people in this moment. And in the worry of our world situation, with wars still raging and inequality still waiting to be addressed, hunger, homelessness, where is the wonder of Christmas and Advent hope in the face of all this? Paul's words to us this day in 1 Corinthians do not stop with an exhortation to be thankful and celebrate the gifts of God on the surface. They end with these words, God is faithful. By him you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. An old seaman once said, "In fierce storms we can do but one thing. There is only one way to survive. We must put the ship in a certain position and keep her there." Commenting on this idea, Richard Fuller wrote, "This, Christian, is what you must do. Sometimes, like Paul, you can see neither sun nor stars, and no small tempest lies on you. Reason cannot help you. Past experience give you little light. Only a single course is left. You must stay upon the Lord. And come what may, winds, waves, cross seas, thunder, lightning, frowning rocks, roaring breakers, no matter what, you must lash yourself to the helm and hold fast your confidence in God's faithfulness and his everlasting love of Jesus Christ." God is faithful, and we are called into fellowship with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the promise of Advent and the source of our grace and peace. We are not alone. If we choose to, we can walk with God and with others who seek God even into the rush of the holiday season. We can turn ourselves away from those things which take us away from God and turn toward those things which simplify and enhance our celebrations. Think in these beginning days of Advent, what are the things which discourage your spirit and the wonder of the season? How can you change any of those things or resolve to do them differently this year, maybe even in just one small way? Listen to this season and the scriptures and the message of hope, peace, love, and joy that are ours in the Advent season. The wonderful thing about the way that Advent comes each year is that we are invited to reinvent this coming of Christ into our own lives each and every year. And it can be different each and every year, starting with this one. God is coming to us and offering ways that we can remember that together in the weeks ahead more simply, in fellowship with one another, looking for God. Perhaps in the simple music of Tisay worship this Wednesday. Perhaps in joining together with others next Saturday to help decorate together for the season. We don't rush around here to put those decorations up Thanksgiving weekend. Perhaps in concrete ways of mission that take us out of ourselves to care for the issues of our day with others in our community, as Murray invited us this morning. We are a people richly blessed, and our Advent begins with that Thanksgiving, a Thanksgiving that we can live together. And so let us begin this new church year to keep the focus on the grace and peace of our Lord, to be thankful, to recognize the gifts that we have been given in that grace and peace of our Lord, and to depend on our Lord, who is ever faithful and present to us. Christmas comes and goes, but the grace and peace of our Lord God abide forever. Amen.